We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing, eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to The Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics has a new look. Our bright green box is now bigger and features colorful fruits and vegetables to remind everyone of the healthy ingredients inside that are fermented for over 3 years, producing Dr. O'Hara's world-famous postbiotic metabolites. No other probiotic on the market today has our trademark postbiotics, which are the hallmark of restorative digestive well-being. A pioneer for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics understands that the rapidly growing probiotic market can be confusing. For this reason, we are proud to introduce another aspect on our new box, which features comprehensive and detailed product information. This will help you make an informed purchasing decision based on facts. Our box may be new, but inside is the same trusted probiotic formula that consumers worldwide have depended on for improved digestion for over 30 years, free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers everywhere or on Amazon.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients, Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines the unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstore supermarkets and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Biz Talk Radio.
Tell me not to live, just sit and putter.
Yes. She wasn't there, but she made the news at the Academy because Jimmy did a funny joke about the cloning of her dogs. That's, of course, the very talented Barbra Streisand joining me today, a special edition on the Frankie Boyer Show. We're talking Oscars. We're talking about the Me Too movement. We're talking about the business of what's happening in Hollywood and I have to ask you, do you think that we're seeing, not the demise, far from it, but do you see the role of going to the movies less, or is it still something people are going to do?
You know what, Frankie, thanks for keeping me on here. I think there's so much competition out there for content, for movies, for shows, whether it be on Netflix, whether it be on Amazon Prime, whether it be the movie theaters. But I think people will always go to the movie theaters because it creates that experience.
You do, okay. Yeah, I agree. I absolutely agree. I think that we won't lose that, but I think that we have definitely lost a lot of the immediacy with
where people have to go.
Yeah, with Netflix. I think Netflix has just taken over, and I'm even now a subscriber, which I was not before.
Wow. A round of applause. What do you call it? You know what they're doing at movie theaters now, which is much nicer? They're making the chairs nicer. You can
pick
your seat. They're bringing bars and restaurants in.
That's right. In Boca, my friend lives in Boca, and she was saying that there are fine dining restaurants in the theater itself so that you can eat and then go to the movies. Eat while sitting at the movies. I know that when I go to the movies, I love these beautiful new chairs. I love them. I love bringing my own refreshments, which I make, and bring them in. It's a nice experience. It really is. And
absolutely.
It's good to get away for a couple of hours. But I guess,
from what I understand, the new movie, what they're going to be doing, a lot of these movie theaters is giving you a subscription rate where you pay a certain amount of dollars per month and you can see as many movies as you want.
Oh, I think that's brilliant.
I think that's brilliant.
Yes, I think that will help tremendously. I really do. The movies that really made a splash last night will probably have another run at getting more audience to go see them. And I think that, you know, we're looking at a lot of movies. Phantom Thread won for best costume design, and I think people will go see that.
What do you think about all the gorgeous looks from the red carpet last night?
I thought they were exquisite. They were very regal. A lot of gold. A lot of red. A lot of white, very regal statements being made by the lack of a lot of other colors, but those colors really stood out, and I thought there were very few misses last night, very, very few misses in my opinion. I thought everybody's gowns, the gowns
were... What do you think of Whoopi Goldberg?
She had a special gown made so she could wear flat shoes. She looked lovely. She absolutely
incredible.
Looked lovely. And I
think,
thought that...
Nicole Kidman looked great as well, too.
Oh, my gosh. Well, she's so beautiful. How could she not? I thought everybody... Sandra Bullock was great in her black and gold. And they were
Jennifer
just exquisite. Viola Davis looked exquisite. She wore beautiful pink, and it looked lovely on her. It really looked beautiful on her. A lot of white. I thought Jane Fonda, I don't know what the heck she's doing, but her skin on her chest, on my high definition, she, 80 years old. What does she do for her skin?
Yeah.
I mean, I understand she's had...
But I don't know.
Not for the chest on the skin. You know, you can't hide the hands and you can't hide the chest. Those are two areas that you just... I mean, you can hide them because you're old, but you can't do a whole lot. I don't know what she's done, but boy, 80 years old. She's 80.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Incredible.
You know who looked kind of weird, I thought? Emma Stone.
You didn't like the pants with the jacket?
The pants is like kind of jacket with a bow around it and the shoes.
Well, it was an old Hollywood statement of, you know, that I thought I didn't have a problem with it. I just didn't. I really didn't.
Allison Williams, I thought she looked great. Selma Hayek, beautiful.
Oh, she did. I didn't like Selma's dress. Selma's was one of the misses, I thought. It really missed. But that's okay. What do I know?
Jennifer Gardner.
Oh, Jennifer Gardner looked exquisite. Didn't she look exquisite?
Absolutely.
So Sam Rockwell won for three billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Right.
This movie got a lot of buzz and a lot of winners.
Absolutely. I did like his initial speech with just, you know, go look outside, check out a billboard, whatever.
Yeah. I thought that the foreign language film, A Fantastic Woman from Chile won. The best supporting actress, of course, Allison Janney, and I, Tanya, which will make another round. The
right.
animated short film, I thought that was great that Kobe won.
Absolutely.
Your basketball.
You know, I just got to bring up Kobe Bryant, the basketball player.
Yeah, he won. That was his
his
animated short film. And then Coco won for the animated feature film. Blade Runner,
which was really good because it was one of, by far, the best
animated,
you know, cartoonish sort of movies, animated movies, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Heaven is a traffic jam on the 405 one for documentary short.
Right.
And The Silent Child one for live action short film. James Ivey finally won Call Me by Your Name. I mean, what a career he has had, extraordinary career. We were talking about Jordan Peele, and he won for Get Out. And cinematography, Blade Runner 2049, original score, The Shape of Water won. That was
right.
The
Is
Shape
it me,
of
or
Water.
Do a lot of these categories just, you know, they're pointless for the American viewer?
Well, I think the artistry behind them is important. No, I think it's
right.
really important. But what I didn't find was that they're like kissing each other before they go up to the go up and get your Oscar and then come back and do that. You know, we're all waiting
right.
for you.
Right.
I just like,
you know, like
just tell them
like one of the categories, best makeup. Why do I care about that? You know?
Well, you do care about it because it's the artistry in creating the scenes that took hours and hours for some of the actors before they went out. No, I
right.
mean, well, anyway, it will definitely, of course, The Shape of Water won four Oscars last night, four.
Yeah.
And, yeah,
I think
three
it's
billboards.
A lot more money in the box office.
Yeah, yep. The Shape of Water is going to be one of those big things. The other story was Gary Oldman just won the Oscar for Best Actor, and he's also been accused of domestic violence. So go figure. We yet to be uncovered. So let's see how it all unfolds. Thank you so much, Mark Oldman, for chilling with us today and talking Hollywood. We'll be right back. I'm Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Are you being gluten-free because you think you have to be? Dr. John Duyard, tell me a little bit about what's happening in this country with this $16 billion gluten-free industry.
You know, people eat wheat, they feel bad. Of course, they should take it out of their diet, but that's not the real problem. Studies show that wheat has anti-nutrients that irritate and stimulate the gut immunity inside of our intestinal tract. And if we just take out all the hard-to-digest foods and don't relearn how to digest them, we actually compromise our immune system. Studies show people who eat wheat have four times less mercury in their blood than people who are gluten-free. People who eat wheat have more good bugs, less bad bugs, and more killer T cells. And what I do in my book, Eat Wheat, is help you troubleshoot exactly where your digestive system has gone bad and how to reboot it and strengthen it with natural herbs and natural foods to get yourself able to break bread again.
And it's all in the book, Eat Wheat, a scientific approach to safely reintroducing wheat and dairy back into your diet.
Oh, you're Paul. I'm the new sprint intern.
Sprint plus...
intern. Yeah, clever, right?
I was just...
looking at getting an amazing iPhone 8.
Yeah, because...
they have an all-glass design, advanced cameras, A11 Bionic chip, wireless charging...
and you get the best price for unlimited. Nice meeting you.
I'm gonna... yeah, now you're going to give your second phone to your new friend. It's amazing. I love it.
Get the best price for unlimited. And now get one iPhone 8 and get a second one on us. Or get the unrivaled iPhone 10 now for just $20 per month. Visit your local Sprint store, sprint.com/iPhone, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Requires 18-month leases for well-qualified customers. Early termination results and remaining balance due. Excludes tax credits applied within two bills. iPhone 8, 64GB, $29.17 a month. Second iPhone 8 after $29.17 a month credit. iPhone 10, 64GB, $30 a month after $21.67 a month credit. Compared to unlimited HD plans for five lines, carrier features differ. Coverage and offer not everywhere subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.T. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back. It is a pleasure to have you with us today on Biz Talk Radio. We're talking the Oscars. We're talking Hollywood. And I couldn't think of a better person to be doing this with than our next guest because she is an award-winning writer of TV and film. Some of the shows that she wrote for include Murphy Brown, Fame, Carol and Company, starring Carol Burnett. She also wrote and produced a family feature film, How to Beat a Bully. And she's won numerous awards. She's been honored by the Writers Guild of America. The accolades go on and on and on. She's an entertainment reporter. She has a new book on out called How to Live Like a Millionaire When You're a Million Short. And we always love having her on the show. And it is such a pleasure to have you with us, Marilyn Anderson.
Thank you so much, Frankie. It's great to be here.
So, Marilyn, before we get into the times up in the Me Too movement, which I thought was so prevalent and powerful last night, What did you think of the awards? Because Mark Goldman from Goldman PR, we were just talking, and I have to be honest with you, I thought they were lacking something, and there was an energy missing from the evening. And I don't know what it was, but I would have liked to have seen more iconic figures and scenes from the past, even more, and more tributes done to old Hollywood. 90 years, Marilyn. I just feel like they fell short. What were your thoughts?
I have to say I agree with you. I think the opening, which they did with black and white, you know, it was cute, but it didn't quite work. I thought it was, it just seemed a little flat.
Yes.
And I thought when Eva Marie Saint came out, it was great. It was classic. She's 93 years old, and she was lovely. But I think even the pieces that they did, where they put all the clips together, they were so fast, you didn't get a sense of what I think they were trying to convey.
Right, right. That being said, the show, I thought, it had more misses than it had positives. But on one hand, though, we cannot underplay the Me Too and Time's Up movement. And so, as a woman who is in a room with mostly men writers for decades, it really stinks that women have been in this role in Hollywood for all of these years, Marilyn.
Well, I have been there too. I was on a show when I was on staff. There were 10 men and 2 women in the writer's room. And it's still to this day, we've heard how the directors, there's been a lot in the news about how we need more female directors, but the Writers Guild and the writers haven't really done it. And there's fewer female writers getting the opportunities, both in TV and film, to do their work. I mean, I've lived it, so I understand how it is. And I think
right.
It's great. I think it's great that people came out last night. I thought one of the good speeches was by the woman who won for the song with her husband, Kristen
yes.
Anderson Lopez. And she
yes.
talked about in her category it's 50-50.
Yeah.
But that we need to have that in all categories.
What did you think of Frances's speech at the end, having all of the women come up?
I thought it was great. I thought that was the highlight of
yes.
the whole night. And we had to wait a long time for it.
Yeah.
In both ways, both in life and in the show. It was that I think was the defining moment and the best moment of the show.
What do you think, Jimmy Kimmel will be back again next year?
I would be surprised. Actually.
I would be too.
I
said that too. Me too. I like him, but I think he missed the boat last night. I thought he was brilliant. Don't get me wrong. I thought he did a great job, but I think there was something. There were just some things missing, and I think they need another host. Is what I think.
Yes. Well, the funny thing is, I watch Jimmy Kimmel every night. He's my late night host. But I watch. Him.
Yes. Yes.
And I liked him, and he certainly set the tone at the beginning, which was good. But I feel that it didn't have the splash. If you remember when Billy Crystal did it years ago, and
yes.
it was a funny bit, and it just seemed more theatrical. And that's
yeah.
what it was missing. You know, for movies, you would think they would do something creative and theatrical.
Yeah, I felt I felt the same way. I felt the same way. You know, I have to say that even when the late Bob Hope, and we're going back decades, but he had these one-line zingers that were just brilliant.
Yeah, well, I don't remember Bob Hope. I mean, I remember him. I don't remember him hosting the show. But I do remember, like I said, with Billy Crystal, he just had, there were more bits that were funny in and of themselves. And I think when you see the Tonys always have a fabulous show. Because
always.
They do a lot of theatrical, they do singing and dancing, and there's a life to them that was just missing in this presentation last night.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely spot on. I was shocked, to be honest, of the lack of musicals in general. Just the four songs that were nominated, and I would have liked to have seen more entertainment, as you're saying, much more entertainment. And I would have, you know, did you like the fact that they had Warren Beatty back and Faye Dunaway? I thought that was clever.
Yes, but I really expected them to do something more with it. I mean, if you're going to bring them back, give them something funny to do or to say that relates to what happened.
Yeah.
As it was, they came in and it was very straight on. And I thought, if you're going to have them back, do something funny.
They didn't do anything funny. You're right. They just didn't.
And, I think that writers should have come up with something clever to highlight they were back, you know?
What were some of the best moments of last night, in your opinion?
Well, for me, the best moment was, as I mentioned before, Frances McDormand and her speech. I thought that was fabulous.
Yeah.
Seeing Jane Fonda and Helen Mirren.
Oh, I loved that. I don't know what, I was just saying to Mark, I don't know what Jane Fonda is doing and what she's using, but I've never seen skin on an 80-year-old woman look so magnificent. This woman's skin, her chest, and I mean, she just looks amazing.
Well, she is. I mean, she's always looked amazing. She's always been in shape. But, you know, she wears, her dress was gorgeous. It was super classy.
Yes. Her hair was elegant.
Very classy. And, of course, last night they really did focus on the woman. They had, you know, when Rita Moreno came out, and did you know Rita Moreno wore the same dress that she wore in 1962 when she collected her Oscar then?
Yes, yes.
So I didn't realize that first, and I didn't love the dress, but then I realized there was a reason. Of course, when Guillermo del Toro accepted his Oscar and he talked about how important it was that he was welcome to America. And then when Lupita Nyong'o and Kumail talked about the fact that they stand with the dreamers.
Yes.
There were some nice moments.
There were some lovely moments. Absolutely. Absolutely. Do you think, and I asked this question of Mark, do you think because we are so spoiled with 24/7, and I'll let you answer it when we come back from break, we have access to so many materials in our arena to go to every single day. Is it taking away from us going to the movies? And I'm going to let you answer that when we come back. Hey, Marilyn, give us the best website so people can find out more about you, and you're going to continue with us in just a moment.
Great. It's howtolivelikeamillionaire.com.
We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Frankie Boyer. This is Biz Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Lift up your head and shout. There's gonna be a great day.
Americanex is an international company built on three cutting-edge technology platforms. ACE Exchange is the cannabis industry's first fully electronic, regulatory compliant, and transparent exchange. The platform tracks the wholesale purchase and sale of licensed cannabis. AceTrack is a seed-to-sale tracking software with administrative, plant, and inventory management, security, compliance, and accounting capabilities. The software includes point-of-sale, radio frequency identification, and geo-tracking services, along allowing government regulators to verify and collect taxes. AcePay is a revolutionary cash and management system created for cannabis industry participants who have traditionally had difficulty obtaining banking services. Now, for the first time in history, an online marketplace gives participants the ability to deposit cash, pay bills and taxes, and accept payments both inside and outside the cannabis industry. Americanx. Three platforms, one marketplace, endless options. Visit americanx.com to learn more.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. And we were just talking about Rita Moreno, and that was the film that she won, West Side Story. And she reconfigured. It's Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio, and joining me is the very talented former screenwriter and the former television and film and screenwriter, noted writer as well, by the way, Marilyn Anderson. Her new book is out, How to Live Like a Millionaire When You're a Million Short. Marilyn, welcome back. And she just had the dress refigured. She had the top of it changed. It was I would have liked it, the original, but she had it made strapless, so there
yes,
you go.
I saw that.
Yeah. But listen, the fact that she got into the same dress is extraordinary anyway. Marilyn, do you think that Hollywood is losing its power? Do you think that the Netflix, the 24/7 cable, the way in which we get our news today and our entertainment is taking a big chunk out of Hollywood?
I think it's changing. I don't think it's becoming less powerful. I think there are so many TV shows now, and the quality of TV, especially on some of these cable channels, is amazing. And so what's happening is a lot of the big movie stars are going to these cable shows. It used to be considered that movie stars would not do television. It was considered a step down. But now you see shows like Big Little Lies, which has Nicole Kidman and Reese Witherspoon, and you have other shows that are getting people who before this would never even consider doing television, and now television really is becoming the medium for reaching people. So there are actually 480 different television shows on now.
Wow.
Yeah, and actually I'm still writing for film and TV. I'm pitching television shows, and I just wrote a romantic comedy feature that hopefully is going to go into production later this year. So I'm still doing it, although just as it's hard being a woman in this business, it's also hard, I was saying, TV, if you're over 35, you're dead, whether it's on camera or behind the scenes. And it was interesting, and I think important, that James Ivory won because he's 89 years old.
How old is he?
He's 89 years old.
Yeah.
And that shows that age does not mean that you can't write something brilliant. So that was good to see from that point of view.
I can't believe he never won before. Wasn't that his first Oscar?
Yes, it was, and he's produced so many very classy films that I think was pretty amazing that this is what he won for.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think that the Me Too movement was very much honored last night, and that it I thought they did a great job. I thought Ashley Judd, I thought when they all came out, I thought it was wonderful.
Yes, and I thought they did it in a very dignified way.
Which, yeah, I agree.
Which was very, you know, there's a lot of different ways that it could have been handled, and they did it in a more subtle and dignified way than making jokes about it or then putting it in your face, so to speak, you know.
By the way, I think it's so, you're talking about age or ageless, and there's a new movie coming out called The Book Club. Have you seen the trailer for it?
I have seen the trailer, and it looks wonderful. It looks marvelous.
And what a variety of people that are in it. Oh, my gosh. Jane Fonda and Candace Bergman. I mean, it's like a list of who's who.
Yeah, yes, and Jane Fonda in the trailer looks like she looks like she's 40 years old in that trailer.
Really?
She looks fabulous.
Yeah, yeah. And at 80, what a career. She has Grace and Frankie. She's doing movies. She's working more now than I think she's ever worked before.
Yeah, when she, I mean, Jane Fonda truly comes from Hollywood. you know, her father being Henry Fonda, although when she was growing up, of course, she did not have a good relationship with her father, and it was strained for a long time. But she was a Hollywood child, you know, in terms of having that history and legacy of her father's great film.
Yes, 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 yes. Well, if you were producing the Academy Awards last night, we just have a few moments left with you, Marilyn Anderson, what would you have done? What would you have liked to have seen as someone who's worked in Hollywood, who's been a part of the scene, behind the scenes? What would you have liked to have seen?
Well, I would have liked to have seen some more fun done with visual and cinematic fun. You know, I would have taken movie clips and maybe put them together with live people, done some multimedia stuff, and made it genuinely theatrical and fun.
Right. Okay. I think that's true. I think that's absolutely true. And by the way, Diane Keaton is also in the new book club movie.
Yes. Yeah. So that's going to be a good movie. And the other thing that's really good about it is it shows that people, baby boomers and older people, love going to the movies too. It's not just for the CGI and comic book characters.
Right.
So we want
Mary,
to see real people out there.
Mary Steenburgen, Candace Bergen, Jane Fonda, Diane Keaton, those are the new stars of that upcoming book club movie, which should be very, very funny. And we are out of time because it just has gone so quickly talking Oscars. So, Marilyn, congratulations on a spectacular career. In spite of the setbacks being a woman, in spite of working 16-hour days with all of those men, you were able to persevere, and we thank you for it. And your best website is
howtolivelikeamillionaire.com.
And thank you so much. We will be back next time. Thanks for being with us, everybody. This has been another edition of the Frankie Boyer Show for Biz Talk Radio. And as always, smile.
In the sky, you get by.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.